Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's up, friends? Happy Monday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can follow the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. This is the 2,223rd consecutive day of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, never missing a day, 365 days a year. If you appreciate that, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, give those five-star reviews. We appreciate that a ton, and we always appreciate the support and you guys checking it out 365 days a year. Today is one of my favorite episodes that we do in the 365 days a year, and that is the roster prediction, the 53-man roster prediction. That is actually a 70-man roster prediction, because I'm going to be going through the 53, the 16, the international pathway program, who gets released, who gets waived injured. We are going to get into the deep end of the roster building, and we're going to get into all of it today. Before we get there, I want to give a shout out to our Luigi's Pizza Player of the Preseason. So we don't have a game this week, so we are doing the Player of the Preseason, and we are going with Christian Welch. I know we just did him yesterday, or what, 2 days ago, for player of the game, but he has been, I think, the Packers' best player this preseason. He was my highest graded player for the Packers this preseason. As Zach Jacobson tweeted out, after three preseason games, Christian Welch led the Packers in tackles, interceptions, and stops per PFF. He also added a tackle on special teams. This is a player that came into the offseason not really knowing if he was going to have a legitimate shot at a roster spot or if he was just going to be an afterthought after they brought back Eric Wilson, drafted Tyron Hopper, of course, drafted Edgerrin Cooper, you know, Isaiah McDuffie, Quay Walker both coming back. It seemed at one point almost like an impossibility that Christian Welch could maybe even be in the discussion. Yeah, here he is, very much in the discussion. We'll see if he makes the 53-man roster prediction today, but either way, massive preseason for Welch. He has earned every right to be in the conversation. Whether he makes it or not, I'm sure Green Bay would love to have him back on the practice squad. And he, to me, was the Luigi's Pizza Player of the Preseason. You may not wonder, or you may be wondering why I don't have the Luigi's Pizza with me today. It's because I ate it. That is a true story. Today, I went with the pepperoni, sausage, onions, and green peppers and red peppers. It was amazing. Sometimes I'm like, I can hit or miss with peppers. This was absolutely awesome. In fact, I will literally say, I think it might've been my favorite Luigi's pizza yet. It was really freaking good. Make sure you were checking out Luigi's Frozen Pizza. My favorite part of this entire partnership so far has been the people that have been messaging saying that they've tried it for the first time and it's their new favorite frozen pizza. So go to your grocer, pick up a Luigi's Frozen Pizza. If you're in Green Bay, Hy-Vee has a huge deal on Luigi's thin crust pizzas right now. So make sure to check that out and support Luigi's. You can follow them at Luigi's Pizza on Twitter. All right, into the 53-man roster. And what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go position by position and go through what I think are the options. And they are plentiful. I think this is one of the hardest 53-man roster predictions I have ever done. I think this could go in a variety of different directions. So much so that there are only two positions on the entire roster that I feel confident in, like that I feel really strong that I'm going to get right. And those two positions are defensive tackle and punter. Those are the only two. Defensive tackle we'll get to, but I feel like there are five very clear and obvious players, and Daniel Whalen's making it as the punter. If you told me that I got something wrong at every other position of my prediction, I would not be stunned, because there are a lot of different ways that this could go, a lot of different options for the Packers. And of course, there's always trades, waivers that can throw a wrench or two into things as well. Plus, some of the injuries are going to be really difficult to figure out. So what I want to do, as I mentioned, is go through position by position and just go through what I think the options are at each one. And then at the end, I will give my final prediction. Quarterback. This one, not easy. Jordan Love, we know, is QB1, and then there are a plethora of options here. If you told me they went with Sean Clifford and released Michael Pratt. I don't know that I would necessarily really expect that, because I do think Pratt's done enough to at least earn a roster spot, but I don't think it's like this lead pipe lock. I think he could get released and they could try to get him back on waivers. I think that might be one of the more, or the like the least likely of these, but it wouldn't stun me. If you told me that they went with Pratt and released Sean Clifford, I would believe that. If you told me they went with Pratt and Sean Clifford, I would believe that. If you told me they went with a veteran, whether it be via trade or they, found someone off waivers, I don't think there's a free agent they're going to pick up. I don't think they're going to go the Ryan Tannehill route. I don't see that happening. But if you told me they went with some sort of veteran and released both Pratt and Clifford, I would say, yeah, I could see that. If you told me that they went with a veteran and kept Michael Pratt as the three, I could see that. Really, the only situation I don't really see happening, which is now probably what's going to happen, I don't see them going with a veteran and then keeping Clifford as the three. That would be the one that would probably surprise me the most. But every single one of those other options, I think, is a real legitimate option that could literally happen. So anywhere from three quarterbacks to two quarterbacks, anywhere from Love and a quarterback that's not even on the roster, or all three of these guys just make it. A ton of options there. And again, when we get to the end of today's end of the breakdown, I will go through exactly what I went with and why I went with each of those. But obviously a lot of options there at quarterback. At running back, this one's another one that is massively difficult to try to predict. We know Josh Jacobs, good to go, running back one. But then it gets massively complicated. The reason being is A.J. Dillon and Marshawn Lloyd are both hurt. And remember, this is probably a great time to discuss. There is that new injury or injured reserve designation rule where you can designate two players to return from IR prior to cutdowns. This is the first time this has ever existed. So you can put two of these players that are hurt. They do need to be injured. You can't just use it on anyone that you would like. They do need to be injured. And you can put them on injured reserve with a designation to return prior to cutdowns, which gives you the flexibility to not have to carry them on the roster first and then release two other players, then put those two players on IR, with the potential to return, and then try to get those two players back if they didn't get claimed off of waivers. So it gives Green Bay some flexibility here. But we don't know the extent of either A.J. Dillon or Marshawn Lloyd's injuries. And that makes this very hard. If you told me that Dillon and Lloyd were both the two players that went on IR designated to return, I don't think it's super likely, but it could happen. And then what does that do to your running back room? Well, certainly in that situation, you would expect Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson to be the two running backs. But what do you do with that third? Do you go with a Henry Pearson, knowing that he might be able to be somebody that could pick up the blitz at least and just kind of have him focus on that? Do you go with an Ellis Merriweather? Do you go with Nate McCrary? Or do you go with somebody off of waivers? Those all could be options. In all likelihood, one of the running backs probably goes on the IR designated to return, probably the one that is, the furthest away from returning. And then Emmanuel Wilson gets that other spot. But which one is it? I could see it being Jacobs and then Dillon and Wilson, or Jacobs, Lloyd, and Wilson. I also could see where maybe both of them are healthy and it's just Dillon, Lloyd, and Jacobs. And then you could end up in a scenario too where you could keep four. You could keep Dillon, Lloyd, Jacobs, and Emmanuel Wilson. So again, a ton of different directions that Green Bay could go in here. And without knowing the injuries, or at least the extent of them, and how long both of those players are going to be out, it makes it very difficult to predict which running backs are going to actually end up on the roster. And so much so that I think it would be very clear that if everyone's healthy, I don't really think Ellis Merriweather or Nate McCrary are in the conversation here. But if you do end up with Lloyd and Dillon going on the IR designated to return, then one of them could get that third running back spot. And it could be either of them. So I can't say with any certainty that any one of these running backs is a guarantee to get cut, because they may need that third running back and I don't know which they'd prefer. I think maybe Merriweather, but I really liked how Nate McCrary ran in this last game. That would be a very complicated scenario. I would actually think in that scenario it might be in all actuality, Jacobs, Wilson, and I think they might claim somebody in that situation, but very, very tough to tell, and a ton of options that are available. Wide receiver, I actually think, is maybe one of the more cut and dry ones. It's not to say that there aren't options, but I think the options here are limited. You have your five. Bo Melton, to me, is not going anywhere. And then, of course, you have Wicks, Watson, Dobbs, and Reed. And then again, Melton as the five. They could go with five. I think there's four options here. They could go with five. They could go with seven. And if there is five, it's obviously, again, that, you know, DuBose and Heath both get released. If they go with seven, it's DuBose and Heath that make it. And then the other two options are they keep six and it's Heath, or they keep six and it's DuBose. That to me is it. I don't think Toure, Stanley, Warren, Hicks, or anyone else is on the radar. I don't think they will claim anyone at this position because I think they would rather just keep Heath or DuBose. I don't think they need to claim a wide receiver. So to me, this is one of the more cut and dry ones. And there's still four options that could be out there. I think it's probably six, and I'll let you know in just a moment which one that I went with. Tight end. This is another one. Very complicated. Now, I think for the most part, I believe Joel Wilson will be a practice squad guy. Messiah Swinson probably doesn't make it. I think this is a four-person race for the most part at this tight end position, and it's not a four-person race because we know Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are making it. I also don't think Ben Sims is going anywhere, so the question mark becomes more of Tyler Davis. And I'll also add Henry Pearson lightly into this conversation as sort of this H-back piece as well, which he has played in camp. The Tyler Davis one is tricky because, again, he is hurt right now. If he's hurt long enough where, you know, you have to put him on IR with a designation to return, he could get one of those spots. I don't think you're I think you could end up in a world where if it's a, you know, they want to maybe put two other players on injured reserve designated to return, could Tyler Davis just get released with an injury settlement? Sure. But then the question would remain, do they really want that H-back position? And do they feel like Sims, Kraft, or Musgrave can do it? I don't think Musgrave can. Kraft or Sims, maybe, but it's probably not a perfect fit. Do they keep Henry Pearson in that situation? Or do they try to claim more of that H-back type to get that type of player on the roster? So this could be a situation where maybe Davis just makes it as the fourth. Maybe they go with just three. Maybe they go with three and Davis is on the IR designated to return. Or maybe they do claim somebody that's more of that H-back. Or maybe Davis goes on IR designated to return and Henry Pearson is the fourth because they do value that H-back, fullback type position and Pearson can do a little bit of that. So those are all different options that could be available here. I think those are all within the realm of reason. I don't think Joel Wilson can make it. I don't think Messiah Swinson can make it, but there are still a lot of options there. What's going on, everybody? We are inching closer and closer to pigskin season and you can almost smell the return of football in the air. And I'm sure many of you, like me, are already getting set to put in your Survivor League picks, fantasy football lineups, first week pick'em pools, and of course, your prize pick selections. And to kick off football season, one Caleb Williams passing yard will get you one win on prize picks every week in September. That's right, only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free wins. Don't miss this deal on prize picks because it's gone when September ends. And while you're making your selections, don't forget about flex play. PrizePicks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out on your lineup even if it isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Now, obviously, I will be going with Caleb Williams to start the season, but rest assured, I'll also be grabbing Josh Jacobs week one as well. And the best part is that you can download the PrizePicks app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code PACKADAY on PrizePicks for a deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy. Offensive line. I think I have a decent grasp on this one a little bit, but I'll say this. I don't think Caleb Jones is going to make it. I don't think Lasita Smith is going to make it. Donovan Jennings or Luke Tenuta or Royce Newman. I think those five are going to be out. Jones, Newman, Smith, Tenuta, and Jennings. Then you get to, though, how many do they keep? Is it 9 or is it 10? And if it's 10, I think it becomes rather easy. I think it's just Dillard. I think it's Telfort. And I think it's Glover after all the guys that are obvious. So the obvious ones, Walker, Jenkins, Myers, Morgan, Tom, Ryan, and Monk. Those seven make it. And then you have how many more? Either two or three is probably the answer. And if it's in your three choices, again, are Telford, Dillard, and Travis Glover. And do you want to keep all three? And if it's just two, which one is it? And I theoretically, could one of those other guys maybe squeak in? It's possible. I don't think Jennings has done enough. I don't think Tanute has done enough. I don't think Caleb Jones has done enough. But this is a tricky one. I do think Telford is maybe towards the better bet of this, and we'll go over that in just a moment. But if you told me that Telford, Dillard, Glover, any of those ended up either on or off the roster, wouldn't be totally stunned by it. But there's a lot of options there, but probably more of 9 or 10. If it's 10, I think it's cut and dry. If it's 9, that could be more of, is it Dillard that gets cut, Glover that gets cut, or is it Tanuta that gets cut? Interesting questions there. Defensive end, 6 guys that I think are in this conversation. We know Gary Preston, Van Ness, and Enagbare are all going to make it. Those are 4. And then it comes down to Brenton Cox and Aaron Mosby. I cannot see a world in which they keep 6. That would stun me. So the question to me is, do they keep 4 at defensive end, or do they keep 5? If they keep 4, then both Mosby and Brenton Cox are cut, and you try to get them back in the practice squad. If you keep 5, the determination is between Mosby or Brenton Cox. So I guess only 3 options there, which for all positions so far is pretty minimal, all things considered. But I think those are probably the ones. Again, you only keep 4, you keep 5 and it's Brenton Cox, or you keep 5 and it's Aaron Mosby. Defensive tackle, I think, as I mentioned, is the easiest one of all. I think it's just the 5. Kenny Clark, TJ Slayton, Carl Brooks, Devontae Wyatt, and Colby Wooden. Jonathan Ford went down injured. He's probably going to have to get released with an injury designation. Waggy is hurt, probably going to need to get released with an injury designation. And then James Esther and Keontae Shad are not going to be in that conversation for a 53-man roster spot. So to me, this is the most cut and dry. I don't necessarily see them claiming a player here. I think they go with the 5, and I think they have the 5 already on the roster. So if all goes according to plan, that should be, I think, the easiest one. All right, linebacker. This is another one where it probably fairly easy, but is it 5 or is it 6? I think that's what it comes down to. Walker, McDuffie, Hopper, Cooper, and Wilson are all going to make the team. So that's 5. And then here the question is just, do you go with 5 or do you keep Christian Welch? I don't think Christian Young or Raylan Goforth or Chris Russell, although I've really, really liked what Chris Russell has done. I think he's definitely earned himself a practice squad spot. But to me, it's just Welch or no Welch. That's a fairly easy question, one option. But when you get to roster numbers, it gets very, very difficult to try to keep them. But that at linebacker is probably the lone question that you have. Corner, I think there are 2 spots for 3 players. We know Stokes, Alexander, Nixon, and Valentine are all going to make it. And now you have 2 spots left for Corey Ballantyne, Kalen King, and Robert Rochelle. Now, I think Robert Rochelle being a little bit banged up might get us to our answer, especially if he needs to be waived with an injury designation or something like that, or isn't ready to go. If it's bad enough, could he be an IR designated return? Maybe. But I still think that there are 2 spots here between Kalen King, Corey Ballantyne, and Robert Rochelle, and they're going to have to pick their 2. I don't think Gemin Green, I don't think LJ Davis, I don't think anyone else is in that conversation. It's just 3 guys, 2 spots, pick the 2 that you want, and they're going to have to release one of either Rochelle, Kalen King, or Corey Ballantyne. Safety, this is probably another one that's mostly simple. You're keeping 5, Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, Anthony Johnson Jr., and Ketan Oladapo. I think those 5 are pretty set in stone. And then the only question remains is, can you fit a 6th? And they did have 6 last year. Can they fit a 6th? And is Zane Anderson an important enough piece on special teams to keep the 6th? And that to me is probably the only question. It's either do you keep 5 or do you go with 6 and Zane Anderson makes it as basically a core special teamer? So that's only one question there. Punter, Daniel Whalen. Kicker could go in a million different directions. To me, though, this is probably either Anders Carlson or somebody from another team. I don't think Joseph is done enough to beat out Anders at this point. We know Joseph would have needed to be significantly better, or at least a good step better than Carlson to even justify it, maybe in the first place. And he's been worse. So it is very clearly Carlson. It's not going to be Alex Hale. He'll likely make it back as the international pathway program player, but right now this is just Anders Carlson, or they find someone from another team. And then long snapper, probably just Matt Orzech. But if somebody becomes available that they think could be better, it wouldn't stun me if they went in a different direction there. But this is probably just Matt Orzech, and they go into the season with him. They did bring in competition with Peter Bowden a couple different times, and it didn't work out. So it ends up being Orzech, at least by default right now, unless something crazy happens and they really see a long snapper on waivers that they think is legitimately better than Matt Orzech. So those are all the different options. And then, of course, from all those different options, you have to narrow it down to only 53 and then try as best you can to build a 16-man practice squad plus an international pathway program player. So without any further ado, here were my 53-man roster projections, what I think Green Bay will do. It's not necessarily what I would do, but this is my prediction for what I think they will do. And I'll just say it one more time. Extremely complex with the injuries, the injury designated to return, and a lot of players that have really made it difficult to make this decision for Green Bay. And I think there's what we probably talked about, 60, 62 guys that I think can legitimately make this. But here are my 53. Quarterback, only two. Jordan Love and Michael Pratt. This was one of the harder ones. And I really actually wanted to put like vet QB on here, or yeah, who it would be is a really tough ask, but I do think there's a real legitimate possibility that they go out and get a vet QB and then they have to cut somebody else from this roster right now. But I'll say for now, Jordan Love, Michael Pratt are the two. I just, if the decision obviously in this case is between Pratt and Clifford or keeping three, I don't understand really the point in keeping three with these two, I should say, with Pratt and Clifford. I just think if you want to go get a veteran because you don't feel comfortable about where the two quarterbacks are, Clifford and Pratt, I understand that. And then I could understand wanting to keep a developmental guy because the veteran's probably a one-year solution, right? So I could see Jordan Love, one-year veteran, and then Michael Pratt to hopefully develop into the backup next year. I could easily see that. But if they are just going to keep two and they don't go get someone, I think the most likely is Michael Pratt, because Michael Pratt, to me, has very much, very easily shown that he is the higher upside of the two. And the big differentiator, theoretically, is that Sean Clifford is a little bit more experienced. He's older. He's played more college ball. He's had a year in the offense. And Michael Pratt is just out of Tulane, rookie, seventh round pick, and still completely learning the playbook. That all sounds good in advantage Clifford, except Michael Pratt's gone out and completely outperformed Sean Clifford all of training camp and preseason. And that's not to say that it's been perfect for Michael Pratt at all. There have been some major hiccups in these last couple games for Pratt. It's not like he went out and dominated by any stretch, but he has been very clearly better than Sean Clifford all throughout camp and preseason. So if one guy is more upside, he's younger, he's newer, he doesn't quite know the offense yet, and the other guy's main advantage is that he's experienced and has a little bit more grasp of the offense than the new guy, but the new guy's outperforming him anyway, well, then you just go with a new guy. And that in this case is Michael Pratt. So could I see them getting Sean Clifford back in the practice squad? You'll have to get spoiler in a little bit where we get to the whole building of the practice squad, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. Running backs. So here's what I went with. Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson, and Marshawn Lloyd, with A.J. Dillon going on the IR designated to return. Could this swap Dillon and Marshawn Lloyd? Yes. And maybe it's Jacobs, Wilson, and Dillon with Lloyd on the IR designated to return. But these hamstrings have basically felt like, you know, two-week things, and then they get back to individual. So hopefully this is the week that Marshawn Lloyd gets back to individual, and then maybe next week he could be the number three running back in an emergency if something were to happen to Jacobs or Wilson. But I think you're likely going into week one due to the injuries to Dillon and Lloyd with Jacobs as your one and Wilson as your two. And I don't necessarily see anyone getting claimed in this instance, because I think one of those two are probably likely to make it on the 53 initially. So again, I'm going Jacobs, Wilson, and Lloyd on the actual roster to begin with Dillon on IR designated to return. Wide receiver, I'm going six. I'm not going to go with the five. I'm not going to go with seven. I'm going to go with six. And to me, this one is actually not as close as I think people are making it. Just my opinion. I think Malik Heath has actually gone out and pretty easily outperformed Grant Dubose. And I know DuBose had that first preseason game that looked pretty darn good. I thought Heath has bounced back in a significant way since then. And even some of the plays in week one for DuBose, there were some plays late in that game where I mentioned like he could not get off of press coverage. There were definitely times over the last couple games where he had a lot of opportunities to get open and separate, and he could not do so. I think there's still some learning to do for Grant DuBose, and I would be very stunned if he gets claimed, and I think he just ends up back on Green Bay's practice squad. Again, spoiler a little bit here. So I actually think that this is not as close as maybe people are making it to be, and I think Malik Heath rather easily gets that number six wide receiver position. So congratulations, Grant DuBose, you're on the roster, because I'm probably getting it wrong here. But to me, it's Malik Heath and DuBose is back on the practice squad. And like I said, I don't think any other receivers really in the conversation here. Tight end, I went with three: Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, and Ben Sims. I think all three of those are well, obviously Musgrave and Kraft are clear. Sims as the number three, I think is just kind of set in stone at this point. I did put Tyler Davis on IR designated to return. I think Dylan and Davis are the two that get put on that list, and I think they'll have the potential to bring them back later in the season. I do think Green Bay really likes Tyler Davis as a special teams guy and as a potential H-back, number four tight end. I think there's enough value there. And I think the other thing too is, you know, he was just coming back from his last injury from the ACL last year. Even if he's ready to go maybe in week two from the current injury, which we don't know at all where, you know, when he'll be able to return, but even if it's a little bit sooner than the 4 weeks you have to be out for, I think just giving him a little bit more of that ramp up time is not the worst thing in the world. And that's why I ultimately put him on IR designated to return. And then later in the year, they can make that determination if they actually want to put him back on the 53-man roster. So Kraft, Musgrave, and Sims at tight end. I kept 10 offensive linemen: Rasheed Walker, Zach Tom, Andre Dillard, Kadeem Telford, Travis Glover, Elton Jenkins, Josh Meyer, Sean Ryan, Jordan Morgan, and Jacob Monk. This is another one where I actually don't feel any of the other players are particularly close to these 10. Could they go 9? Absolutely. But I'm a little bit more where if they go 9, I don't think it's actually Travis Glover that's on the hot seat. I actually don't think it's Luke Tenuta that's on the hot seat. I actually think it's Andre Dillard for a couple of reasons. One, he's a little bit banged up right now. Now, per Rob Domofsky's report, I think last week, he said that it's not going to be anything long-term, but he's a little bit banged up right now. He's a veteran. If he's on the roster week one, his entire salary is guaranteed through the, you know, for the full year. And then Green Bay massively values versatility and, you know, youth and upside. And Dillard has neither of those going in his favor. He's banged up. He's only a left tackle. He's not versatile at all, and there's really no upside here. Like, this is who he is. He's maybe an okay left tackle if needed in a pinch. Whereas I think Glover has legitimate upside, and I've really been impressed with some of the stuff that I've seen from Kadeem Telford. I don't think Telford's actually going anywhere. It could come down to Glover or Dillard, and they could make the decision of Dillard can help more now. That's not usually Green Bay's operating procedure, though. But I also know that offensive linemen are just really tough to find, especially in season. If you let go of Dillard and he ends up signing somewhere else, the odds of finding somebody as capable of him at any point the remainder of the season is extremely difficult. And that, for that reason, I do think Dillard makes it. But if there's one that I would feel like maybe I'm getting wrong on this, Zach Cruz asked me that. He's like, what was the toughest one? I do think Dillard is very much more in jeopardy than maybe people are making it out to be. But I still think he ends up making it. I'm still going with 10. And again, I think the depth of offensive line play throughout the league is so dire that if you get 10 that you even have some remote confidence in, I think you keep them. And that's what I think Green Bay will do here. Defensive end, I only went with 4. You have Brenton Cox and Aaron Mosby. I do think Green Bay gets both of them back on the practice squad. I don't think either of them gets claimed. I really don't. And if one of them does, guess what? You have the other one. I don't even know if they do keep 5. I think it's a true coin flip between Brenton Cox and Aaron Mosby. I don't know which one they would keep. And I think there's a 0% chance that both of them get claimed. So you're going to get one of them back for sure. I think you can release both. And I actually think Mosby's probably been the better of the two in preseason so far. So even if you were to lose Brenton Cox somehow, or even if you were to lose Aaron Mosby, like I said, I think you end up getting the other one back. And here's the other thing. There's no snaps for those guys anyway. That player would be inactive on the game day roster every single week, especially if it's Brenton Cox, because he's not going to be good enough on teams. So Gary Smith, Enagbare, and LVN are going to be active, and you're going to play all of your edge rusher snaps to those four, period. And if somebody does get hurt in a game, you still have Carl Brooks, who you can kick out, Colby Wooden, who you can kick out. There's a couple of the off-ball linebackers that can maybe play there a little bit as well. You still have options there. And I think, again, with the potential ability to get both back on the practice squad, if you need to call one of them up, you can. It's certainly if there's an injury, and if it's a longer-term injury, then that player goes on IR and you call one of them up to be on the roster. But I think you feel very comfortable with getting those two back. And for that reason, especially because there's no defensive end snaps available anyway, I think they go with four. Defensive tackle, we talked about, easiest one. Clark, Wyatt, Slayton, Brooks, Wooden. Jonathan Ford maybe could have been in the conversation as a sixth. I don't think he would have made it anyway, but his injury probably complicates it enough, so it's probably not even a question at this point. Linebacker, like I said, tough one. I went with five. Quay Walker, Isaiah McDuffie, Eric Wilson, Edrin Cooper, and Tyron Hopper. Would I have liked to have gotten Christian Welch on there? I would have. I think we just talked about it. Best player in preseason. He's earned it. He arguably deserves it. I went with another special teams player instead that we'll go over in just a second. Could it be flopped here and Welch gets on and the other person doesn't? Absolutely. But I think this new special teams rules, I think the safeties are going to be a little bit more important to those than maybe the linebackers are going to be. And for that reason, spoiler, I went with Zane Anderson, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Corner, I went with six here. Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Corey Ballantyne, and Kalen King. I think the Robert Rochelle injury probably made this as simple as it could be. Like I said, three guys, two spots. If Rochelle is even just a little bit banged up, that might just answer the question. Now, I'm hoping he's not banged up so that they don't have to waive him injured and that they can just cut him and then get him back on the practice squad. That would be ideal. But whatever it ends up being, I think it's Kalen King and Corey Ballantyne that get those final two spots. And then at safety, like I said, I kept six. And they went with six last year. Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, Anthony Johnson Jr., Ketan Oladapo, and Zane Anderson. Zane Anderson's on first team kick return and first team kickoff, and he's involved in punt coverage, punt return as well. He's a do-it-all special teams guy. He can be in all phases. And we've seen them in the past, especially with Rich Bisaccia, keep a Rich Bisaccia special teams guy. And it was Dallin Leavitt the last couple years. I think it's Zane Anderson this year. And Zane Anderson was ahead of Ketan Oladapo in defensive drills in that final, or defensive snaps in that final preseason game. I think Oladapo could be more of your red shirt. I think Zane Anderson could be your fifth safety active on game days, primarily playing teams, and could still fill in a pinch if you had two safeties go down and wanted to play some big nickel or whatever still. I think you could get Zane Anderson on the field that way, but you're not keeping him to be a defender. You're keeping him to be a big time special teamer. It's close. Could it be Welch instead of Zane Anderson? Could they go Brenton Cox or Aaron Mosby instead of Zane Anderson? They could, but I think they will give Rich Bisaccia one guy, and I think that guy will be Zane Anderson. Kicker, I'm going with Anders Carlson for now. Punter, Daniel Whalen, and long snapper, Matt Orzech. There's just the kicker thing is very difficult. Yeah, I think they could go Austin Seibert, maybe Braden Narveson. There's a couple guys out there, but man, it is very difficult to feel comfortable with any of the options. And I think as Paul Bredel said, better to know the devil you know than the devil you don't. Right now, Anders is the devil you know. Hopefully he continues to get better and you work through some of the issues with him and he can go on to be a good kicker. But this is one I feel zero confidence in, but I will go with Anders for now. And then, like I said, Daniel Whalen and Matt Orzech in the other two specialist spots. Your IR designated to return, as mentioned, AJ Dillon and Tyler Davis. Your practice squad. And then again, this is pending that all these guys actually clear waivers, but I think they will. Sean Clifford, Ellis Merriweather, Henry Pearson, Grant Dubose, Samori Toure, Joel Wilson, Caleb Jones, Lasita Smith, Donovan Jennings, Brenton Cox, Aaron Mosby, Christian Welch, Benny Sapp, Robert Rochelle, Chris Russell, and Gemin Green. Those are the 16, and then Alex Hale as the international pathway program player. So those are the 16 practice squad guys, plus the extra one for IPP. The players that are released with no practice squad, no roster, whatever, Christian Young, Nate McCrary, Julian Hicks, Jalen Wayne, Dimitri Stanley, Messiah Swinson, Royce Newman, Luke Tenuta, Deslon Alexander, Brevin Allen, James Esther, Keontae Shad, Zach Morton, Greg Joseph, and Keyshawn Banks, and four players that will likely get waived injured: Jonathan Ford, Spencer Waggy, Raylan Goforth, and LJ Davis. So just to recap all of that in warp speed one more time, my full prediction: two quarterbacks, Jordan Love and Michael Pratt; three running backs, Josh Jacobs, Emmanuel Wilson, and Marshawn Lloyd; six receivers, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Bo Melton, and Malik Heath; three tight ends, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, and Ben Sims; five offensive tackles, Rashid Walker, Zach Tom, Andre Dillard, Kadeem Telford, and Travis Glover; five interior offensive linemen, Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers, Sean Ryan, Jordan Morgan, and Jacob Monk; four defensive ends, Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, Kingsley Enagbare, and LVN; five defensive tackles, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, TJ Slayton, Carl Brooks, and Colby Wooden; five linebackers, Quay Walker, Isaiah McDuffie, Eric Wilson, Edrin Cooper, and Tyron Hopper; six corners, Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Corey Ballantyne, and Kalen King; six safeties, Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, Anthony Johnson Jr., Ketan Oladapo, and Zane Anderson; one kicker, Anders Carlson; one punter, Daniel Whalen; one long snapper, Matt Orzech; two players designated to return on injured reserve, AJ Dillon and Tyler Davis; practice squad of Sean Clifford, Ellis Merriweather, Henry Pearson, Grant Dubose, Samore Toure, Joel Wilson, Caleb Jones, Lasita Smith, Donovan Jennings, Brenton Cox, Aaron Mosby, Christian Welch, Benny Sapp, Robert Rochelle, Chris Russell, and Gemin Green; international pathway program, Alex Hale; released, Christian Young, Nate McCrary, Julian Hicks, Jalen Wayne, Dimitri Stanley, Messiah Swinson, Royce Newman, Luke Tenuta, Deslon Alexander, Brevin Allen, James Esther, Keyontae Shad, Zach Morton, Greg Joseph, and Keyshawn Banks; waived injured, Jonathan Ford, Spencer Waggy, Raylan Goforth, and LJ Davis. Those are the 91 players, all spread out through all the different designations, and that is my official prediction for what Green Bay will do at roster cutdowns. Like I said, I think this is one of the hardest ones that I've ever had to put together. I think there's a variety of different ways that they could go at almost every position, and it'll be very intriguing to see what Green Bay actually does, what they prioritize, and if any players are claimed off of waivers or if they make any trades. And quarterback and kicker, clearly the two to keep an eye on if they do add a player from another team. That is going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for joining. Like I said, one of my favorite episodes of the year. I will see you guys tomorrow to break down if Green Bay made any roster moves on Monday, or maybe what roster moves they could make from a roster claim or trade standpoint. We'll discuss it all. Should be another really fun episode tomorrow. Shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members: Mo State and Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Bradad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Dan Miller, Alex Huang, Arnoldo Espinoza, Peter Rataka, Caleb Cookster, SoCal Pack, Dan Guestford, and Love and Football. That's the best roster that we've put together today. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack, go.